Asheville Free Media, ashevillefm.org. This is The Final Straw, and I'm your host, Bruce the Goodness. The Final Straw can also be heard on KXCF in Marshall, California, and KWTF in Santa Rosa, California. This show is brought to you by the worker owners at Firestorm Books at Cafe at 48 Commerce Street in downtown Asheville, North Carolina. Firestorm features organic coffee and milks, vegan sandwiches, homemade baked goods, radical literature, and a community calendar that can be found online at www.firestormcafe.com. So, this week's show, just one moment. This hour of Final Straw will be a short update on a few situations around the United States, followed by an encore presentation of my ode of last year to the great Australian bandit of Irish descent, Ned Kelly. Kelly's remains, sans skull, were identified in a mass grave outside the old Pentridge prison yard. As I said before, the rumors and myths and legends of the Kelly gang had been digested in so many ways, from Robin Hood to an illegitimate expropriated population of Scottish and Irish criminals, to murderer and bully. Ned Kelly is remembered for his imagination as a robber, including the building of a bulletproof armor in the fashion of a medieval knight. This was the subject of the first feature film ever, entitled The Story of the Kelly Gang, released in 1906. As well as innumerable songs, a few of which I'll be presenting, along with some audio from the 1970 film starring Mick Jagger and featuring the music of Kris Kristofferson and Waylon Jennings. But first, let's play a quick track by Blackbird Rom off of Purse Sen. This is Ars Gotia. Asheville Free Media, ashevillefm.org.
Pull at the carrion, severed limbs litter the battlefield. We're running like rats from a burning sky, but it's nothing to warm our bodies. Lie and wait, knife in hand, for the few remaining angels. Pray or talk to yourself. Someone told me that it might help.
Welcome back to The Final Straw. So let's have some updates from the Pacific Northwest. The grand jury situation in the Pacific Northwest, as we've spoken of before, the federal government has been prosecuting at least two grand juries in the Northwest concerning anarchists, one in Seattle and one in Portland. They were both preceded by a series of violent house raids by Joint Terrorism Task Force, FBI, local and state law enforcement, focusing mainly on Portland and Seattle. The warrants being exercised at these residences stated that, among other things, what they sought were black clothing, black flags, anti-government, and anarchist literature. Outside of general repression of anarchists for their beliefs, the grand juries that have followed seem to be trying to make the case that people conspired to cross state lines to participate in protests, probably the May Day protests of this year, that resulted in damage to private businesses and a federal courthouse in Seattle. For those who don't know, grand juries are a legal tool of the state that come from English common law and predate the Constitution, although England no longer uses them. Traditionally in the U.S., they were used to convene public hearings to get projects done, such as build roads and bridges and levy taxes. But since the 1960s, they've become a tool of political repression. During proceedings, the court is closed to journalists and defense lawyers, as the judge and prosecutors attempt to interrogate whatever information they can from the witness, including the names of others the state might care to implicate in a crime or make a connection between. The Fifth Amendment of the witness or defendant may be suspended by the judge so that they cannot technically self-incriminate, and this means that if one refuses to testify in these secret hearings, they can be held in contempt of court for the duration of the grand jury. Grand juries typically run for 18 months, but can be renewed up to two more 18-month runs. Grand juries are a tool used to intimidate, isolate, and break up communities. For this reason, there are calls from all over the world to support the grand jury resistors in Oregon and Washington states. For more explanation of the process of grand juries, search archive.org for my conversation with Ian Coldwater on the subject. The episode was called Conspiracy Trials, Grand Juries, and Security Culture, and will be linked to on the show's blog post. You can also check out archive.org and Radio 4 All, that's the number 4, Radio number 4, all.org, maybe net, for past episodes of The Final Straw. In Portland this week, Matt Duran, who's been called before the federal grand jury twice now, has made clear, very clear in a second public statement of refusal to participate in or facilitate the ongoing grand jury process. He was arrested for contempt. A statement he announced on Thursday was this, quote, "Friends and comrades, my name is Matt Duran, and I will do everything I can to resist this grand jury. I'm releasing this as it's come to my attention that the strategy my lawyer and I have been working under will more than likely not work. The prosecution wants to grant me immunity before I even have a chance to testify. I want to make it clear that I am in no way ever cooperating with the state now or ever. Anyone who knows me well enough to be a close friend knows that I will fight with all of my political allies and for them with every fiber of my being. If I ever did cooperate, it would bring an immeasurable amount of shame upon myself, my community, and my family, as they have risked more in resistance than I have in my life so far. This is not the first time that the state has attempted to kidnap me, extort money from me, and take me away from my family, loved ones, and comrades. The last time, the state even went so far as to create lies in order to put me away. Bearing this in mind, as well as the institutional racism I face every day, I have long ago accepted that I am going to go to prison at some point in my lifetime. This compounded with the fact that I have such an amazing amount of support, to the degree that I don't even know what to do with it, allows me to know that I am going to make it no matter what is thrown at me. People should know that this is more than likely not the end of this. The state will continue this grand jury well after my comrades and I are locked up. Whatever happens, I want you to know that you are not alone and are more than capable of handling whatever is thrown at you. They would not be doing this if we were not successful in any respect, if we kept to our ivory towers debating what is more revolutionary and not actively creating conflict. We would not be facing this repression. Do not stop the struggle. Keep organizing and fighting, or they will have won. When the Haymarket Massacre took place all those years ago, and the martyrs were hung for their desire for a better life, the state attempted to crush all radicals. Clearly, this did not work then, and it won't work now. If this is their desire, they have failed in every aspect of it, as I have seen not, and as I have not seen anything other than flagrant disregard for them across the globe. Keep the struggle in your hearts and minds and do not bend to their will. They will never be able to destroy us, no matter how hard they try. In solidarity, Matt Duren. That was a statement by grand jury resistor and now prisoner Matt Duren being held in contempt of grand jury in Seattle, Washington for refusing to testify. His mailing address currently is Matthew Kyle Duren, D-U-R-A-N, number 42565-086, FDC, SEATAC, that's SEATAC, P.O. Box 13900, Seattle, Washington 98191. Leah Plant is another resistor. She's been called to a grand jury once and refused to testify. She was then dismissed. In light of the imprisoning of Duren, it seems likely that Leah Lynn will be jailed when, as she puts it in her statement of Thursday, that she will refuse a second time to participate. There are calls for support for these resistors, education around the nature of the grand juries, the growing of a culture of resistance to state intimidation, and for acts of revolutionary solidarity in response. Examples of these acts can be found on the websites nopoliticalrepression.wordpress.com and saynothing.noblogs.org. So we're going to listen to a track by Shining Soul out of Phoenix area in Arizona, a native hip-hop artist. And this is off of the album We Got This. This is Battle Phoenix. Asheville Free Media, AshevilleFM.org, KXCF, KWTF.
We on the rise, like the name of the city. Yes, really, this will be a turning point for you and yours. But of course, I'm not delegating my chores. Call me the cleanup man when it all falls. I let it fall on them. Pick up the pieces. The establishment is still fiending, creaming. Sever the allegiance. Cut through all the xenophobic treatment. Blaze a path for the African Mexicans. Are you native or naive? It's all a sequence. A plot tainted, flagrant, fueled by hatred. Where was you on 4-23-10? When we was getting it in, chanting down Babylon's friends, high off that adrenaline. From the capital to the tenements.
Out here, you'll need more than a Kleenex. Battle Phoenix, where the blacktop is steaming. With an influx of people dreaming and scheming. Clinch your rosary tight. Exercise the demons. Battle Phoenix.
It ain't where you're from, village or slum. It's where you at. My habitat. Be the front line of the war outside. People look inside when I apply the first eyes. Who've seen the desert sky, but now find buildings up high. Gentrified, who
and y'all again? Why? They don't wanna hear the truth. They wanna mold, immobilize, and then reduce. Our voices are too uncouth. That's spook. They thought we was capsizing, but we bounced back like React juice. Walk a couple in my shoes. The path of resistance, for instance, I consider it kismet, so they best keep their distance. Smitten, striking us down, cause we caught a few cases. Guilty, we shall not be found, no longer nameless.
Or faceless, I feel the faintness. Right now, world got around, they shameless. Put me on the arrest list, my nights be restless. Can't even have a decent breakfast, my power be tasteless. For fakeness, I dedicate this to my city fam. Diddy bam, goddamn. Know your own hood before the cityscape. This land was all mesquite wood, it ain't all good.
Out here, you'll need more than a Kleenex. Battle Phoenix, where the blacktop is steaming. With an influx of people dreaming and scheming. Clench your rosary tight. Exercise the demons. Battle Phoenix.
The writing's on the wall, and I know you see it. The change you're asking for, don't talk about it. Just be it, achieve it. Take it in blood, laying the framework, but more than a stud. Building the last like the old ones did with mud. One love, no matter where I'm at. Eat a swinging axe, or chopping records with a track. Some of y'all be killing me softly, like Miss Bird of Flack. Cause they all want more, they all want it raw. They all get ignored, first I implore to settle the score. Now, we on a war tour, we at war. Beware the vapes, bet you 5 years from now to say I'm great. So I'll take the back talking hate and make positive on tape. We don't work with jakes.
Out here, you'll need more than a Kleenex. Battle Phoenix, where the blacktop is steaming. With an influx of people dreaming and scheming. Clinch your rolls will be tight. Exercise the demons. Battle Phoenix. Out here, you'll need more than a Kleenex. Battle Phoenix, where the blacktop is steaming. With an influx of people dreaming and scheming. Clinch your rolls will be tight. Exercise the demons, Battle Phoenix.
Asheville Free Media, AshevilleFM.org. Final Straw, blah, 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 blah. So that was Battle Phoenix by Shining Soul, and off the album we got this, Battle Phoenix. So I'm going to make a quick statement too concerning that, why I decided to, how I found out about that artist. So from firesneverextinguished.blogspot.com, which is the Phoenix Class 4 Council's website, a September 9th story illustrates how law enforcement and Homeland Security in Arizona are targeting the relationship that's long been growing between indigenous activists, environmental activists, and non-native anarchists. A concert scheduled for Friday the 7th was shut down by threats from Tempe Homeland Defense Unit member Detective Derek Pittman, who threatened to shut down the venue for fire code violations. The real reason that Pittman was sent down to shut down the venue was because it was to be hosting a benefit and educational event for, quote, Protect the Peaks, unquote, a group attempting to mitigate the destruction of the native environment in the San Francisco Peaks of Arizona. According to one witness of the visit by Pittman, the detective made it clear that the Homeland Security Fusion Center had identified the benefit as a danger because of the drawing together of native, radical, anarchist, and environmental elements. A statement from the artist Shining Soul, who we just played a track by, on the shutdown reads, "The show itself is an example of the solidarity between indigenous people of Diné and Oodham and anarchist people who are supportive. It also means that the authorities are afraid of us acting in collaboration collectively. They're afraid of all of us coming together. It's not new. It's happened before at past demonstrations when we're targeted. We're marked for oppression, mainly just by being ourselves and being there. It doesn't matter to them whether it's an action or a protest, or in this case, with our talents or our musical gifts, to bring people together. The state doesn't respect that. This act of oppression by police further motivates myself and everyone else involved in, to push forward and to have another benefit or show, because we know that all this will be effective. And all we're doing now is picking up mics and guitars. In addition, I'd like to express that as a Tohono O'odham person, I have solidarity with other indigenous people in this area, in this case with Diné people and the other 12 tribes that hold the San Francisco Peaks as a sacred site. This act by Tempe police and all the entities involved is an attack on who I am and who we are as indigenous people. It verifies to me that we're doing our role, in this case by standing in solidarity with the Peaks, or when we oppose the Loop 202 freeway, or oppose the border and militarization, because this is what solidarity and healthy communities look like. When we stand together, fight alongside each other, or in this case, sing together to defend who we are and what we hold sacred, then bleep the Tempe PD, bleep Phoenix PD, bleep DPS, and any entity that tries to stop this energy that's building here in Arizona. When the authorities act to intimidate or threaten dissident voices and movements, it causes a chilling effect. In this case, the Tempe police were willing to let a fire inspector poke around in the venue until any little violation could be found that would shut the show down. We also know that they wanted to arrest anyone who came to the property expecting to see a show. This is a direct attack on the ability of people to freely gather, communicate, and organize without the potential of arrest or physical injury by police, in addition to the potential for serious financial problems for the venue operator. Just wanted to read that. More information about that hopefully can be found pretty soon at firesneverextinguished.blogspot.com. Let's get to the music. So we're going to be listening to a bunch of tracks. I'm going to post you'll be able to find the playlist for this in case I don't get a chance to announce all the tracks about Ned Kelly on www.ashevillefm.org/the-final-straw. It'll be the playlist listed for Sunday, the 16th of September. And it should be up on the archive also. So let's start off with Game is Ned Kelly by Slim Dusty off of the Heritage album, which is available from Oz Country. It is Australian country music. After that, we'll be hearing Fairport Convention. We'll be hearing Wild Colonial Boys. In there, we'll also hear Iron Maiden. So let's start off with Game is Ned Kelly. Asheville Free Media, ashevillefm.org. This is The Final Straw.
There's a name that Australia will never forget. The best-known Australian I'd sure like to bet. Though granted its owner dishonored his name, yet one thing is certain, Ned Kelly was game. Game as Ned Kelly, the people would say. Game as Ned Kelly, they say it today. Oh, great was their fame when the Kelly boys rode, those daring bush rangers with no fixed abode. They laughed at the lore, a big price on their head. The troopers could never catch up with Wild Ned. Game as Ned Kelly, the people would say. Game as Ned Kelly, they say it today. They stuck up the stations but never were caught. But everyone reckoned that Ned was a sport. They captured a township, those bush rangers bold. Then off to the ranges they rode with the gold. Game as Ned Kelly, the people would say. Game as Ned Kelly, they say it today.
But at last at Glen Rowan, the Kelly gang fell while fighting for life from the burning hotel. When out came Ned Kelly, still blazing away, till wounded by troopers he fell in the fray. Game as Ned Kelly, the people would say. Game as Ned Kelly, they say it today. And so to the gallows the outlaw was led. Now die like a Kelly, his mother had said. A fate such as life, the bold bushranger sighed. The trapdoor sprang open and Ned Kelly died. Game as Ned Kelly, the people would say. Game as Ned Kelly, they say it today. And so, young Australians, take heed of this song. Be game as you like, but don't do any wrong. Remember the warning that crime doesn't pay. Remember Ned Kelly and walk the straight way. Game as Ned Kelly, the people would say. Game as Ned Kelly, they say it today.
On a breast, they wouldn't even give a bell. Oh, was born at Cali. It's easier to do today. Born at Cali. They don't even have to run away. Now when he was a lad 16 years old, he received a horse that his best mate stole. And the judge, just to give him time to think, gave him 3 years hard in the Melbourne clink. It was Horn and Kelly. It's easier to do today. Horn and Kelly. They don't even have to run away. Now when he got out, he went straight for a while. And he worked very hard, but he couldn't make a pile. And the coppers used to bully his poor old mum, so he stole their horses just for fun. It was Horn and Kelly. It's easier to do today. Horn and Kelly. They don't even have to run away. Now Ned and his gang, they ran fast and free. They held up the town of Geraldine. They took the local coppers and they locked them away. And they entertained the people for the rest of the day. It was Horn and Kelly. It's easier to do today. Horn and Kelly. They don't even have to run away. Now at Glen Rowan they took old Ned. But he wore a suit of armour so they couldn't shoot him dead. They took him down to Melbourne and they wouldn't go in bail. And they hung him by a rafter in the local jail.
It was Horn and Kelly. It's easier to do today. Horn and Kelly. They don't even have to run away.
But what with income tax and sales tax and other taxes, the price of taxi cabs, and the way they charge these days for a few beers and a packet of smokes, well, I say to myself, old Ned and his mates, they weren't such bad blokes.
It was Horn and Kelly. It's easier to do today. Horn and Kelly. They don't even have to run away.
A brief listing of the prior songs that we heard was Came as Ned Kelly by Slim Dusty off of the Heritage album. We heard Fairport Convention, Ballad of Ned Kelly off of the Airing Cupboard tapes and live performances. We heard Poor Ned Kelly with Wild Colonial Boys, Glen Rowan to the Gulf, and this right here, and that was the album name, Glen Rowan to the Gulf. Right now we're listening to Midnight Oil with If Ned Kelly Was King off of Place Without a Postcard, Asheville Free Media, AshevilleFM.org. Continuing with songs about Ned Kelly.
Shots and slide, follow the brochures, nothing's inside. Heavy machinery loud in the outback. The three-time developers, they make all the sound. Where will we be when they leave us a quarry? If Ned Kelly was king, he'd make those lovers swing.
ramshackle hut. He battled since he was a kid. He grew up with bad men and duffers and thieves and learned all the things that they did. Young Kelly'd ride in from the back country hills, ride into town like a lord. He stole all the cocky's fine horses and then took him back for the reward. At 16, young Ned was a wild, reckless lad, robbed coaches and trains without fear. Till one night they caught him red-handed and then sent him to jail for a year. But when he came out, he was bitter and hard and worse than he ever had been. He robbed and he plundered, became a tough guy, the toughest Australia had seen. He shot down the troopers who came on his trail, laughed at the price on his head. £10,000 for the whole of the gang, and nearly £2,000 for Ned. The bank at Girildery next caught his eye. This job brought him lots of renown. They weren't just contented to hold up the bank, they stuck up the whole bloomin' town. Then down at Glen Rowan, they held up the pub and were having a drink and a song. The troopers rode up and surrounded the place. Kelly's had waited too long. Well, Ned come out shooting, a gun in each hand, and wearing his armor of steel. 12 times he was wounded before he fell down. Nevermore would he plunder and steal. They took him to Melbourne and nursed him to health. The judge says you're guilty to Ned. A rope from a rafter, the sun in the east, and the famous Ned Kelly was dead. Some say he's a hero, he gave to the poor, while others a killer, they say. But to me it just proves the old saying is true, the saying that crime does not pay. But when I look round at some people I know and the prices of things that we buy, I think to myself, well, perhaps after all, poor old Ned wasn't such a bad guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. The newspapers have called me a murderer, but my conscience is as clear as the snow in Peru. I have never murdered anyone. I killed the police in a fair stand-up fight. Though if I'd have been defenseless, they would have shot me down like a dog. I was outlawed without cause while seeking justice for my mother. If I get that justice, I will cry a go. If I do not, I will seek revenge while God gives me the strength to pull a trigger.
The charge, Ned Kelly was at large. His mother tried to help, was put in jail. He and the greater mob conspired to wreck and rob. They killed 3 lawmen who were on their trail. He had £5,000 upon his head, dead or alive, the wanted poster said. For 10 whole years, Sergeant Steele, Fitzpatrick and Company. For after Ned and John Steve, they'd get them finally. The madman, Glad and I lived the life both bold and free.
and history. Confusion he enjoyed, the land deeds he destroyed, this help for farmers of Jeril the Rin. When Rowan was the town where they gunned Ned Kelly down, he failed to derail a train and tried to flee. The outlaw's armor covered chest and head, but the waiting posse filled his legs with lead. To be tried, the sentence was a hangman's rope by which Ned Kelly died. The madman clad in irons lived a life both bold and free. He was a hero to the poor, legend in history. The madman clad in irons lived a life both bold and free.
The Bible says, turn your armor into plowshares. But I say unto you, turn your plowshares into armor.
Like a fist, clutching red, just roared at you in hood. Like the grin that they lock in the silence. We'll be giving soup of stone to what we grow. What we earn, we won't steal from the land but freely give.
Your hell, whisper forth some old pastime. Strain your heart to scrap and ache your guts to see. Out of war, Yes, sons of Australia, forget not your braves. Fling the wild forest flowers to strew o'er the graves of the four daring outlaws whose race it is run, and place on their tombs the wild laurels they've won. From the banks of Euroa, they made their first rush. They cleared out the cockies and made for the bush. Black trackers and troopers soon did them pursue, but cast out their rancor when near them they drew. But the great God of mercy, who scans all our ways, commanded grim death to shorten our days. Next day to Glenruin our course did it steer, to slay those bold outlaws and stop their careers. Next day at Glenruin, how dreadful the doom of Hart and Dan Kelly shut up in a room. A trooper named Johnson set the house all aflame to burn those bold outlaws. It was a great shame. Next morning our hero came forth from the bush, encased in strong armour his way he did push. To gain his bold comrades it was his desire, but a trooper soon spied him and soon opened fire. But the bullets bounced off him just like a stone wall. His fiendish appearance soon did them appall. But his legs unprotected the trooper soon found, and a shot well directed brought him to the ground. So come all you young fellows, take a warning by me. Beware of bushranging and bad company, for like many others you may feel the dart that pierced the two Kellys, Joe Boone and Steve Hart.
Songs that we've heard. We heard Midnight Oil with If Ned Kelly Was King from the album Place Without a Postcard. We heard Tex Morton with the Ned Kelly song by Regal Zonophone, or off of Regal Zonophone Collection Volume 2, 1938 to 1943. We heard Mick Jagger off of the soundtrack to Ned Kelly, the 1970 film, with the speech Ladies and Gentlemen, followed by Iron Maiden with the song Ned Kelly off of Maiden Voyage. That was followed by another Mick Jagger, the statement Say, and that was off of the soundtrack to Ned Kelly. After that was Blackbird Rum with The Helm of Ned Kelly from the album Under the Starling Host. That was followed by Boys of the Loch with Ned Kelly off of the album 20. Right now we're hearing Hey Ned, vocal by Tom Gent off of Ned Kelly soundtrack. And that's funny. Last up, we're going to hear some of the beginning of Todo el Odio del Unicornio off of that same titled album by Samurai, which is stoner metal. And I hope you all have a great week. Asheville Free Media, AshevilleFM.org. This is The Final Straw. I'm your host, Marissa Goodness. The Final Straw can also be heard on KXCF in Marshall, California, and KWTF in Santa Rosa, California. The show is sponsored by the worker owners at Firestorm Books and Cafe at 48 Commerce Street in downtown Asheville, North Carolina. Firestorm features organic coffee and milks, vegan sandwiches, homemade baked goods, radical literature, and a community calendar that can be found online at www.firestormcafe.com.